News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola expert panel. And it's Monday morning, and it's a whole week ahead of us. And what better way to kick off the week than with our friends from NAS Whiting Field. I'm so excited that they're here. Jamie Coffey is with us this morning, the public affairs officer, and she has a guest, Chris Hendricks. So, Jamie, good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Every time I hear that intro, it just makes me want to dance. It makes me want to sing.
Yes, you just do the hands in the air.
I know.
Bah, bah, bah. Yep, I gotcha.
I love it. What a great weekend we've had, you know, and I'll segue into after a great weekend, we had NAS Pensacola, I should say, had a great change of command ceremony.
I know. So it was
Andrew
so exciting.
Mentioned that. Yeah, it was really good.
And I love, I did the leadership class, so we call him Shashadi. I love,
yes,
it's probably irreverent, but
yes.
It was sad to see him go, but so exciting to see. I love her call, Mama-san.
Mama-san.
That's
yep.
wild. Yeah. I'm dying to know the story behind that.
Yeah. It was kind of talked about with Andrew in the morning, but gathering everybody together. So we're super excited. I was able to attend that. And I'll say Captain Newman, although Mama-san is just as fitting. But and she mentioned in her interview with Andrew, NAS Whiting Field Skipper. So they were JOs together.
No kidding.
So talk about the ties together to have Captain Elkins, commanding officer at NAS Whiting Field, and now Captain Newman, the commanding officer of NAS Pensacola, together commanding these military installations in our area. So she's already jumped in. On the very next day, I saw her as the opening speaker and one of the guest speakers at the museum for the Girls in Aviation event. So,
no. Oh, wow. So perfect was that?
Yes, absolutely.
To see a woman in that position for these girls, that's just phenomenal.
Yep, first female commanding officer at NAS Whiting Field. And then to go into that within 48 hours of taking command at NAS Pensacola. So we're very excited. Got a chance to speak with her a little bit at the air show. And she was kind of there as kind of an observer as she was transitioning in. And just absolutely, you know, I know she shouldn't say it, but she's a cool gal. She's a cool gal. Not only that, but an amazing leader in her own right. So we're super excited to see what she can do, but also what these leaders are going to do together on our military installations. There used to be that fun competition and some of like good friction between the bases, but we just don't have that anymore. We've just, you know, over the last couple of years, we've had great leaders on the base installations to kind of come together and work together as a true team and move forward in our military mission and aviation here in the area in Northwest Florida. So anyway, I could just talk about it all day. So it's just really cool. We got Elkins and Newman together.
Very exciting.
So very cool.
Exciting.
And I want to segue into November. So November is National Veterans and Military Families Month. So that's where we honor the service and the sacrifice of our military families and veterans. So as we kind of honor that and remember that in November, I wanted to bring somebody on, school liaison. I used to say school liaison officer, so I'll try to be better, Chris, about saying school liaison as we focus today on someone who supports our military kids. So thank you so much for coming out and
Absolutely.
Talking about what you do. I will also introduce you with a couple of titles that I kind of came up with, like off the top of my head. So I say SLO, school liaison officer, but school liaison, Army veteran, Navy DOD, teller of jokes, husband, preacher, the newest title, grandpa, which we'll get into,
Aww.
Cancer survivor, storyteller, and just an all-around amazing human being.
Oh, well, thank you.
So it was just, you know, when a lot of times we're trying to plan of who can we bring on the radio that I want to kind of highlight for their programs on the military installation and the support to our base. But sometimes you just got to bring a good human being. And
sounds
that's
like
Chris.
This definitely qualifies, Chris. You
absolutely.
Definitely qualify.
So we're going to jump in. Tell us a little bit about what the school liaison does. What are your responsibilities? What is it?
So a school liaison is really, it's my excuse me, it's my job to be the subject matter expert
okay.
for anything dealing with K through 12 education. The issue is that education is a state entity. So the Constitution of the United States states that anything not relegated to the federal government is left up to the state. And education is never mentioned in the Constitution. So therefore, each state is allowed to come up with their own educational laws, their own curriculum, everything. So we have military families who move from California, Virginia, Oregon, and they're coming into Florida.
Right.
And Florida does education a little different.
Right, as all the states do. They all are a little bit different.
And so my main role is to assist a military family and to let them know how Florida does education.
Okay.
And to be their eyes and ears and their friendly face so as they come in that I can explain to them and help them as they go through the process. Our average military student will move every 2.9 years, and in their K through 12 education will attend up to 9 different schools, which is in 9 different states, which means they have all these different regulations, all these different curriculum, and that's where I come in. I come in to assist them and to help level the playing field as they're coming in to understand how Florida does education.
Right. That is a challenge for the military families, absolutely, for the military parents, and for the military kids themselves. So you really are the link between the military families, the command, and the local school districts.
Absolutely. Yep.
So I kind of wrote this down as a note, something we had put in our base guide. You're the point person for the educational issues and needs. So you are the point person for all things when it comes to needs or challenges or just the connections itself.
So as they explain this, so we actually are given 7 core areas that we're responsible for as school liaisons.
Okay.
And the first one is that I am the triad or the link between the base, the parents, and the school district. So I am, in essence, the face of our military installation to the education system.
Yep.
And then I'm the face of the education system back to the military installation. So I am the commanding officer's direct liaison to the school district. So I attend the school board meetings. We meet with the superintendents, with the guidance counselors,
right,
with principals, anything that I need to do in order to be his eyes and ears so that he will understand what's happening in the local education system that could possibly affect his children or his students or his families that are living on his installation and
right,
attending our local schools.
So, and the parents can just come to you and say, hey, I don't know what to do with this school, or I don't know, you know, where, what, my, you know, I don't know where my kid will fit in the best. Can you help?
Yeah, and we are very, so one thing I'm not is I don't choose schools for families.
Yeah.
It's not my role to go in and to say, okay, this is the best fit, because they can be the best advocate for them. I don't know their children, so
right,
I can't be a good advocate for them. My job is to give them the knowledge and the education they need and the understanding of the different personalities of the local schools so
right,
that they in tune can make the best choice for their families. If I went in and chose for them, I don't know their students the way they do.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm,
what I do is I educate them on the different strengths, weaknesses, different programs
right,
at each different school so that then they can make the best informed decision for them and their family.
Now, what about homeschool? I'm going to put you on the spot here. What about homeschooling? Is that an option?
Absolutely.
Is that something?
So our third core area that we're assigned with is homeschooling. The Navy recognizes a family's right to homeschool if that's what they choose to do.
Yeah.
And where I come in that, my role is twofold. So first of all, is to make sure that they understand the rules and regulation. Florida, like every other state, has compulsory attendance laws
right,
that mandate, you know, what, how children are to receive an education. One of those options in the state of Florida is homeschooling. And so I just make sure that a family understands the law so that they know what they legally have to do to homeschool in the state of Florida. And then I provide resources. We are very fortunate that we have a lot of local homeschool support groups in our area.
Right.
And so what we do is I'm the resource of referral to point them in the right directions. And then we will utilize entities on base like our MWR, our fitness, our library, and we provide opportunities for them to come in and to receive the services they need on our installation as part of a homeschool group.
Yeah, I always say that, you know, it's so robust now compared to the resources when we were kids.
Absolutely.
It's just the resources out there. And even, you know, COVID has changed things as well. I mean, there's just so many things that have changed.
Yes.
And so, I mean, doubled and tripled in size and identification of different programs that our kids can do. It's super cool.
You're listening this morning to Pep Talk. We have our guest from NAS Whiting Field, Jamie Coffey, who is their public affairs liaison officer, I should say, right? And then we also have Chris Hendricks, our school liaison. If you do have questions, you can text those in at 850-437-1620.
Absolutely. We'll talk about more about the school and education resources out there. But before we do that, I just want everybody to get to know you a little bit, because I rambled off a lot of different titles that you have. But do you, real quick, will you just give us a little bit of background? Because you've done some cool stuff in your lifetime.
I've been very fortunate. So I was, I was born at a very young age. I happen to be a product of Escambia County, Florida. I grew up in Cantonment.
Okay.
Attended all the local schools, graduated from Tate High School.
Local boy.
Yep, there you go.
But all of my ties are really in Santa Rosa County.
So okay.
Both of my parents graduated from schools in Santa Rosa County. I have five uncles on my mom's side. They all graduated from Milton High School, where I eventually ended up teaching.
Okay.
My grandfather was the first principal for one of our local middle schools, King Middle School. And so, long history in Santa Rosa. My father was a state trooper, and so back then you had to live so close to the zone that you were assigned to. So the closest he could get back home to Allentown, Florida, was Cantonment.
Okay.
And so that's where we set up roots, and that's where I grew up.
Okay.
When I graduated, I actually went to college in Arkansas to be a preacher. So I went out and set out. I was going to be a preacher. Went to school, ended up tremendously in student loan debt.
And
saw a commercial one day that says you can join the Army and that will help you pay off your student loan debts. Instead of getting the GI Bill, you can use that to pay off your debts. And so 6 weeks later, I was in basic training at Fort Jackson, South Carolina, became a medic in the United States Army, and fell in love with it.
I had a blast.
Would have loved to stay in. Unfortunately, I was in a training accident, got hurt, had to get out.
Yep.
So at a young age, became a disabled veteran, moved back home, and wasn't real sure which direction I wanted to go then. By then, I was working with a lot of churches, doing a lot of preaching, but I didn't really do that full time. And thankfully, one of my old football coaches needed a help. He was coaching at a brand new school at the time in Escambia County called West Florida Tech, and needed a volunteer to come out and help with their JV squad. And so I thought, you know, I was just recovering from one of my surgeries, was in a full arm sling, but they let me come out and coach football with the freshman in JV, and it turned into a career for a while. So I coached football there while I finished up my teaching certificate at UWF.
Okay.
And then was lucky enough to be hired there to teach algebra and geometry. And I coached there and then eventually transferred over to Milton. And always wanted to go follow my grandfather and get into Santa Rosa County. So I went to Milton High School as their algebra and geometry teacher and was the head track coach and coached football. And I did that for several years until they finally hired this new program for the Navy called the School Liaison.
That's
and it
cool.
combines both of my passions. I love education. I love military families. So I was
Absolutely.
Very fortunate to be the first one hired at Whiting Field in 2009. And I did that for a little over 9 years until 2018, when I was fortunate enough to be hired as the regional school liaison. So I went to Jacksonville and was over the entire Southeast Region school liaison program. And I did that for 3 years until my wife had put off her career to raise our kids. We have two boys that we love to death. And so my wife stayed at home with them until they started middle school. And then she worked some odd jobs, opened up a daycare for the Navy and was a CDH provider. And then she got the chance to go work for the Indian Healthcare under the Department of the Interior and get a GS job. And then she was getting transferred. So she either had to change careers or she was going to have to go to Virginia to work. And it just so happened that my position for the Southeast region opened up the same exact position for the Mid-Atlantic. So on the same week, we both got hired in Virginia. I worked out of Naval Station Norfolk covering the Mid-Atlantic region, which covers from Virginia to Maine over to the Great Lakes. And my wife went to work for Indian Healthcare. Eventually, we did that for about 4 years through COVID, which was interesting.
Oh.
And then my wife got promoted again. She went to work directly for the Bureau of Indian Affairs and became full-time remote. And so we could work anywhere. And my old job at Whiting Field, the person who had replaced me, retired, and so my job opened back
Don
up.
Don Konicky.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
Don, another amazing school person. Liaison. And she's still
one of
in
my
the
mentors.
Education.
Yep. She works for the district now.
Yeah, so she's still in
it's
education.
It's really funny. So she was the first regional school for the Southeast region for the school program. So we switched jobs. I went and took her job in the Jacksonville. She came and took my job at Whiting Field.
Meg, this just goes to show you, one, just the military service. And I mean, it's almost like the joint environment because, and I'm an Air Force, I'm still in as an Air Force reservist, but Air Force veteran, Army veteran. I mean, we just have just that experience and we bring all that to the Navy. But not only that, but like with Chris and Dawn, I mean, all of our positions. Yes. And this is what makes us such a great team and a mighty team. And this is why I think we won the Excellence Award, because we have so many people that are passionate about what they do out at Whiting.
Describe the Excellence Award. You just kind of blew over that real quick. Okay, well, tell me the Excellence
And I'll talk
Award.
About it a little bit more in detail on the next round, too. So we won at the base level first for installation excellence for 2023 and then 2024. And then we competed as we kind of were selected at Navy Region Southeast, and then we were chosen at CNIC, which is the chain of command above the Navy Region Southeast.
Wow.
So, and then we competed and actually won, representing as the military installation for excellence in 2024 for all the Navy installations in the Navy.
Oh,
so,
my God, that's amazing. But congratulations.
It's just a testament to what we do and how we do it. And there's like kind of a small town and the team is tight. And, you know, I will mention that it's all of our departments are incredible. So our security, fire, admin, air traffic controllers, public works personnel, aviators, MWR, emergency management, training air wing 5, which is the largest tenant out there, and it's the largest air wing in the Navy, training aviation maintenance officer school, and there's more. I mean, there's just so many things out at Whiting, and we all work together as a team, and we jump in and help each other. But Chris is just an example of that, and not only that, but you can hear it. He loves what he does, and you have such an important job.
Job. I will say it's amazing. So I've been around to two different regions as the regional program director for the program, and to get the chance to come home, especially when I found out I was going to be a grandpa.
Yes, right.
And my wife can work anywhere. We came home and to see what it's like to be back in an installation like Whiting Field.
Mm-hmm.
Like for instance, other installations, we all do back to school. We call them bashes. We do programs for our military kids to help welcome them to the area, pass out, you know, school supplies that different people donate and do that. And a lot of times the school liaison is set by themselves having to run that program. That doesn't happen at Whiting Field. I almost just have to sit down and go along for the ride because it's such
Isn't
a team
great?
Effort. We had over 500 people attend this year.
Wow.
And it was, I mean, they put on a themed event. It was incredible.
Yeah.
Literally incredible what MWR was able to do and the other entities on the installation that came together, all of them for the single reason to support our military families. And it's, you know, they say it takes a village. It takes a village to be a good school liaison.
Yeah.
And luckily, I'm in one of the best villages we have. It's
what a great,
great to be
program.
Back home.
What a great program. Okay, so on the program itself, now, are there some, you mentioned the other day that you were kind of wanted to talk about a new program, a new initiative.
Yep. So one of our seven core areas that we have is in special education support.
Okay.
We got taken to task a little by the Congress when they passed the latest NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act. They looked at the different branches and how we offer educational support to our special needs children. And they noticed that each branch did it slightly different. And Congress didn't really like that. They thought there needed to be more equity and more similarities between the program.
Right.
So they mandated that we relook at how we offer special education support to our families. And so that is our newest program. We now have a special education program for our Navy families. Before, that was one of my seven core areas, and I was simply resource and referral. I am not a child advocate. I'm not a special education lawyer. My role was to help military families understand the processes and the resources that are already out there for them.
Right.
There are plenty of child advocates in the community. The school district has some tremendous special education liaisons, mm-hmm. and that's what was my role, was really to point them in those directions. Well, we now have a new program in the Navy that's just starting out within the last couple of weeks, where the Navy has hired some additional positions and personnel to help our families navigate the process. So the first one is they have taken, well, they have myself, so I'm still resource and referral. This just gives me an extra level that I can refer to. With our Fleet and Family Services, they now have a new position that's called a case liaison.
Case liaison.
They used to be called EFMP liaisons.
Okay.
And they can now work with
an
EFMP, Exceptional Family Member Program.
Special
Family Member Program is simply a tool the Navy or the other branches use for a placement issue.
Okay.
So if I had a child, let's say, that had a rare disorder, mm-hmm. and they needed to see a particular specialist, well, the Navy is not going to send me to an installation or to an overseas assignment that does not have that specialist that my child would need to see.
See, again, that's just the Navy taking care of their family members and the service members. And that's just something they recognize while they're making assignments for big mission.
Absolutely.
Well, as you're talking, I'm thinking of, as each family comes in and one goes out, I mean, there's so many different, oh my goodness, there's so many things to handle.
But it's mandatory that they take into account all the dependents and whatever challenges they may have. So that's what the EFMP program is for. So if I had a spouse who was dealing with, I'm just going to say, thyroid cancer, because that's what I dealt with.
Yeah.
They're not going to send me to a location where my wife couldn't get the medical support that she needed because they didn't have that specialty there. And so they are required to take into account of all of that before they cut my orders and send me where I go.
Very strategic, too.
That's really great to know.
And so now they are looking into that for the dependents, especially when it comes to special education support. They want to make sure that wherever they're going to assign a family, that they have the level of educational supports that they need. And so that's where the case liaisons come in. So now I can refer a family that comes in, if they have a 504, they have an IEP, or if they need one, I can refer them to the case liaison who can work directly with the family and can assist them in all the different unique terminology, setting up meetings, setting up appointments, and then they can actually attend IEP meetings or 504 meetings with the families. Now, they're not there in a speaking role. They're not advocates. They're simply there to support the family and help them through the process. Then they hired another position. Now, this is one position per region that's back in Jacksonville at the regional headquarters. And her title and her entire background is called Special Education Liaison. So her job is to be the subject matter expert for special education for the entire Southeast region of the Navy.
Wow.
And if there's a situation where there's something that's above my head, my background is not special education. I was a football coach and a math teacher. And so I'm learning as I go with special education, like a lot of people do. But her entire background specialty is special education. And so she can come down and do training with us, with our case liaisons, and with our families about supports out there for special education, about how to maneuver through the special education process that each school has, and assist them in that. Again, she's not a child advocate, but she can work with that. And then finally, they have hired a JAG lawyer whose background is special education, who can also offer legal advice and representation if it ever becomes necessary to our Navy families through the process.
So military spouses, you are not alone.
You are not alone. Please, if you have any questions, concerns, come find us. We are there to help you, to support you in any way we can. And so if anything's going on that's happening, please come in and let us help you.
Or visit www.NavyMWRWhitingfield.com. And I'll give it to you one more time for all of our service members on the installation. www.NavyMWRWhitingfield.com. And there is a section on there specifically for school liaison and child care.
Thank you both so much. This half hour has just flown by. I have a million questions I want to ask you, Chris, so we'll have to have you back.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much to Jamie Coffey and Chris Hendricks, who are both with NAS Whiting Field. What you do for our community, what you do for our veterans and our military is truly extraordinary, and we're so grateful for you, both of you, for your service
and
keeping us informed.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up with news in just a minute.